Well, amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to the book of Proverbs. We're going to be in the 8th, Proverbs chapter 8, rather the 8th Proverb, Proverbs chapter 8, however you want to think about it. Does everybody have a handout? Everybody got one in the hand? Anybody need one? Anybody else need one? Got it. Good. All right. Proverbs chapter 8. I guess she needs one. Okay. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. The Bible says, "Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice?" Number one here, wisdom cries out to us. So wisdom is here what he begins this kind of, he's asking the question, doesn't wisdom cry to us? There's this urgency, this crying out for us to know her. So we have there A under that. She is here personified as a woman trying desperately to get our attention. And it's not making fun of women, right? Y'all laugh with me, because otherwise I'm in trouble. Okay, thank you. All right. So listen, there's this why does it, you know, women, Israel is referred to as a woman in this, but I want to just see here, she's personified as given a character in a sense, and that she is trying to get our attention. This is what wisdom is doing, is trying to grab a hold of us and wanting us to know, right? And want us to know the wise things, want us to know about this. It's, you ever try to get truth through to somebody? You know, trying to get a hold of them, just try to tell them the right thing, and you're just trying to grab a hold of their attention. Listen, number one under that, wisdom is not elusive. Wisdom isn't trying to be, you got to be, it's really tricky, you know? It's like we're trying. We got to. You know, I really tried, but I didn't know. You know, we could kind of do some of this kind of thing. A under there, she is readily available. So wisdom is available. She's there and she's crying out to us, and she's even crying over the foolishness and the deception of this world. This is what we find here. Listen, B, wisdom is for every situation in life. Wisdom is available for every situation. Look here, verse 2. She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Listen, we don't save wisdom for the really big decisions. You know what I mean? It's not like the rest of the time we just kind of coast. And I say we don't, but actually we do, don't we? We shouldn't. Maybe that's what I should say. We like when these smaller decisions, we're like, I got this, right? Until we don't. And then, so wisdom is for every situation. He talks about wisdom is for everyday life. For everyday life. No matter where we find ourselves. From the mountaintops, right? You ever, you know, when we talk about, here it talks about the high places. And, you know, you ever been, you have, you know, when you're on the mountaintop of life, it's like, man, everything is going your way. Don't you love that? It is sweet. I love that. When everything's, I like everything to go my way. All the time. Right? That's what I like. I want everything to go smooth, everything to go my way. You get there, it's exciting. You're up, everything seems to be, people are coming to church and folks are getting saved. And man, it's just exciting. And everything in your life, you're like getting over your sickness and you're healed and everything's fine. And the bad part about the high place, the top of the mountain, it is down from there, buddy. You know what I mean? So listen, though, but when we're up there, I like the high places. In the, not the high place that we think, but the mountaintops is because it's a wonderful place to get to enjoy God's blessings. But if we it's not really a place of learning, not really a place of growing. It's a place of enjoying the growth we had. And so God, give me the wisdom. I need wisdom because this is, you know, I'm gonna. By the way, it doesn't have to be lows like, oh no, now life's miserable. But no, but challenges, valleys. He's the lily of the valley. He's there too, you know. So there's some things there. But listen, be on our way daily. Listen, wisdom is for everyday life. It's wisdom is for on our way daily. We need the wisdom of God. We need the wisdom of His Word on a daily basis. See, at the gate, so, which is really talking about the place of justice. Aren't you glad our justice system uses wisdom? Oh, mate, let me rephrase that. Don't you wish our justice system used... That once upon a time it did. Matter of fact, we have some really good laws. Nobody follows them. No, but I don't want to get into that, But the point is here, he said, listen, wisdom is for justice. I want to just mention something just as a note. You know, our Supreme Court really has a tough job. And I'm going to tell you why. You're like, well, I don't know what they did. If y'all know what they did this week, they you know, we kind of do this both ways. We want the Supreme Court justice to judge in the way we think they should. But then we also want them to follow the law. Well, sometimes the law, because law is in our country, is a really strange thing. It's based on previous law. How did other judges rule in this? And that sets it, you know, and that's a tough thing. And so when some of these judges, even some of these conservative judges, are judging according to the law, and it doesn't go in our favor, and we're mad at them. Right. And then other judges judge according to their political view. And then we're mad at them, too. So it's wisdom will get you there. Wisdom will keep you from all that mess. And it's a challenge. And so, listen, I feel bad for both the conservative and the liberal aspect of these. All these folks are all polled. None of them can do right. You know what I mean? And remember, I don't know if it was always like this. I'm too young. I'm too young to know how, but maybe it's always been like this, but it seems like it's our nation, our country is so drawn, so polarized that you don't trust any of them. You know, as soon as they do something, like, yeah, somebody's paying them. You know what I mean? It's just, bless their hearts. So deep. In the entry of the city, where it's talking about where people gather for business. And he said, listen, it's everywhere. Listen, wisdom is meant to be in your place of business. Yeah, well, we don't use wisdom there. No, listen, it's everywhere. She's crying out everywhere that people might be. This was where wisdom, you know, can you kind of imagine, you're like, a decision comes up to you, like, I wonder what I should do. Wisdom's over, like, hey, right? And you're like, man, I have no clue. I don't know what to do. Can you see wisdom? Hey, right? And you're like me watching TV. If I'm watching TV, I can't hear people. You know what I mean? I'm just zoned in, whatever it is. If it's a football game or a Hallmark movie, I watch both. You know, if it's going on, I'm there and people are talking to me, finding to me. What? They're like, we've been calling. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? But this is sometimes, and they're like, yeah. I used to be better, but now my hearing... Anyway, I can make some excuses. I've probably always been like that. But kind of imagine that. That's what wisdom is trying to do to us. We're trying to make a decision. Wisdom is saying, I've got the answer. I've got the answer for this thing. Well, I don't know what I should do. We should never say stuff like that. I'm really not sure what I should do. Well, I know what you know, sometimes we're trying to figure it out is what we're saying by that. But this is that she's crying out everywhere that people might be. See, wisdom is for everyone. Everyone. Look at verse 4 now. It says, unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Listen, it might be seen here. that wisdom isn't reserved for the intelligent. All right? That's number one. Wisdom isn't reserved for the intelligent. So intelligence is something that's measurable, okay, to some respect. Like, some people are just more intelligent than others. Okay, God made us that way. Amen? Y'all understand that? Some people are simpler than others, and that's just, you know, it's not an insult. It's just the way God made us. You know, I don't think I could. God didn't create me to be a star quarterback. He made my body a different shape. I mean, the ice cream didn't help. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, God made us. So here's what this proverb is telling us, though. Wisdom is for everyone. It says here, it talks about, you know, it's for all you sons of men. Listen to the simple and the fool. It's available for all. None can make excuses for not hearing wisdom. Not one of us can make an excuse. I just don't know what to do. I'm telling you, that's not our answer. I want to say that I kind of feel like as I'm reading this, she is being obnoxiously obvious, right? I mean, just kind of like, here it is. Look at verse 6. I put a blank on mine, so I forgot. I'm going to have to read you. I forgot what I wrote. We can blank wisdom. Let's all figure it out together. All right? Hey, this is confusing sometimes. I usually do mine highlighted and yours are blank. This time it's not on yours, is it? Okay, let's figure it out together. Verse 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. So, A, I'll come and get that later. It might be here. Let's put here for now. It could be anything because it's gone now. It's gone. So we're going to go. It could be whatever you want it to be. Whatever it is to you, put that down. From the scriptures. A, is doing the right thing always the right thing? No, don't answer. See, sometimes when I ask rhetorical questions, leave it alone. Because I've got a no and a yes, and so somebody's going to feel bad. You know, so just when I'm going to ask it and then I'm going to answer it. That's what Jesus did in the scriptures. It's to get us thinking about it. So is doing right always the right thing? Number one, sometimes we can find ourselves overthinking wisdom. Okay, we can find ourselves overthinking. What should I do? Should I do this? I got us some thinking out loud here. A, I know it's right, but should I do that? Right? I'm thinking about, I know this is the right thing. I know this is what the Bible says. I know it's the right thing, but should I do it? Or B, should I go along with error so I don't hurt other people's feelings? You ever thought that? Man, if I tell them what I... You know, you ever hear people saying stuff really, really wrong? And you're like, man, I feel like I should tell them, but yeah, just, you know what, I think I'm just going to leave it alone so I don't hurt their feelings. What should I do? You know, we kind of get this thing and we're hearing it. And sometimes we know what's right, but we begin to overthink it. Can we be honest and nice? Yes. Yes is the answer to that. We can be honest and nice. We don't have to... Listen, I like to just say it out like it is. No, stop that. No, we don't need to do... We don't need to have that. I just tell people the way it is. Like, I'm just a Mack truck. I'm going to just drive over anybody. That's not the spirit of the Word of God at all. You understand? That is not it at all. We can be honest and tell somebody truth. By the way, truth is not my truth, but the Word of God. Wisdom is wisdom, not my take on it. Well, I just think you're wrong. I don't know if there's ever really a good time to tell somebody, I just think you're wrong. Sometimes we need to tell somebody truth because it's what we need to do, but we could, you know, preach the truth in love. Well, when we coat it with love, it comes across a lot different, right? Hey, brother, have you ever thought about this? You know what Jesus said over here, right? You're wrong. It's wrong. You know, I mean, there's ways we can do. So sometimes though we get to overthinking it. We're like, man, should I even say it? Is it going to be right? Maybe I'm going to be wrong to be right? And so we get confused with this. And we get complicated. Listen, number two, wisdom is excellent. She is right. And there is nothing perverse in her. Again, verse 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things. And the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth. And wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. Wisdom is not complicated. Wisdom is not complicated. Look at verse 9. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that findeth knowledge. You know, we complicate things trying to figure out how to do right. But wisdom is just plain. I know you have. I'm going to word it in a question, but I want you to think. But I know we've all done. You sit there thinking, I know what the right thing to do, but now you kind of contemplate how to do the right thing. And you're really thinking about it, and you think, man. And then sometimes we'll talk ourselves out of doing right. But wisdom is just plain. It's not trying to be complicated. God's not trying to make some. Be under that. Trust her. Trust her. Trust wisdom. And then number three, the value of wisdom. The value of wisdom. Verse 10, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that be desired are not to be compared to it. So we find a list here. There seems to be a choice between that which seems desirable and that which is valuable. So there's two things. There's that which we seem to desire. I say the word seem to desire because we think we want it. But you ever find, you know, Solomon talks about it a little bit later there. He talks about it in Ecclesiastes. It says it's a vexation of spirit. It's like you're grabbing at something. It's vanity of vanities, he talks about. You think that's the thing that's going to give you, going to be the desire. It's going to meet that need, and you go to grab it, and there's nothing. The vexation of spirit means you grab at the air. What you think you want, you desire, ends up not being the thing. And so there's a choice between that which seems desirable and that which is valuable. So number one, instead of silver, receive instruction of wisdom. So silver here might be compared to wages. Might be number one under there. Silver might be compared to wages here. So there seems to be a choice between the silver or maybe in this thing of wages or instruction of wisdom. Why is it that earning a living competes with church? Isn't that weird? Why is it that we find ourselves in a place to where it's our culture of our day that we're competing? And I'm making a choice. And it's a challenge. It's a frustrating thing. And I need to make a living, right? And then there becomes a situation. Listen, be under that. There isn't a high enough salary to compensate for the value of wise choices. I don't want to pretend like this is always cut and dry. It's not. But there is a choice. There's a choice. See, money will not get us out of what foolishness will get us into. You can't buy your way out of foolish decisions, right? I mean, you could buy your way out of jail, but you don't buy your way out of a record. You know, people, you know, I was just at the driver's license place here a couple days ago. Yesterday? Man, it was a long day yesterday. 4 hours we were up there. Bless their hearts. I hardly got anything done. But there's a guy, he said, I need a new license, got this. I hear people all the time coming in, yeah, I got lost my, they're all trying to get their license back, right? And they want to come, can I just pay the fine? No, now you've got a period of time you have to wait, right? And this guy, this fellow came and said, you know, I just got out of jail, trying to get back in. And I thought, man, you can, you know, the thing is, imagine you go and serve your time and you're done, and now you go back to life, right? Wrong. A lot of places don't want to, they won't hire an ex-con. They won't hire, you know, now you've got this problem and there's this challenge. Listen, there's not enough money. It will not get us out of what foolish decisions will get us into. So then number two, instead of the choices of gold, get wisdom's knowledge is what he talks about here. Gold could be compared to what is valuable to you. Your things. Right? We like our things in America. We do. We like our stuff. I mean, I know people that have so much stuff, they got to get external places to put their stuff. But first they build places to put their stuff. Then when that stuff is full, they go get a new place, they build it, and then they're like, we got no more land. Let's go rent a stuff place. You know what I mean? Y'all are like, no, I got quiet. Like, it's our culture. I tell you, you know, we're there in Sri Lanka. People that have they have little things. I went into this family's house. This young family. They were out in kind of a rural area, and they're building a house. They're building their own house. It's a mud hut, sticks, and they got some branches and dirt floor. They're ear to ear grinning that they got this place to call their own. Man, I'm telling you, it's humbling. And you're like, man, I need some nicer floors. I need some tile. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, listen, there's not enough things of value or worth that can be exchanged for wise choices. And then number three, wisdom is far better than rubies. So maybe the thing, I was thinking about this. Maybe the thing that is hard to obtain and yet still desired, that thing that you, I mean, gems, you know, these precious gems and so forth. Some will seek for precious stones as a goal in life. At least in that day, they would, I mean, it's just the desire. And our country, you know, it's a little bit different because we got so much of that stuff. Everybody's got that stuff here. But I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you another story about Sri Lanka. They have what's called a gem pit. A gem pit, and it would be about a 6x6 square, and they would dig straight down. You dig straight down into the earth, and then you get down there, and then you build it up, put some frame to hold it open so it doesn't cave in on you, and then you start doing runs underneath. They dig it out, they scoop up buckets, and then bring it up top. So once they bring this bucket of dirt, it's just dirt. So these gems. Sri Lankan blue sapphire is one of the most valuable sapphires in the world. They come up and they'd get these things and they pull and they would get all this dirt. They'd put it in a place. They'd put a tarp over it and then wait till everybody leaves. Because the guys would go in there. I'm telling you, they'd come in with nothing but a loincloth because they don't want them to steal it. The workers will find a gem and they'll steal it. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, people that are they try so hard to get this stuff. That thing that we're trying so hard, striving for, there's nothing in this life that compares to wisdom. Nothing. None of that stuff. Woo! I got it! Man, that you know, it's gone. You'll use it, you'll spend it, you'll save it. What's worse is when somebody gets this thing, they've given so much of their life to get this thing, and then they just got it. Don't even use it. Don't spend it. Don't do nothing with it. Just got it. You know, how many lives did you miss? What did you miss out on? What did you destroy? What did you waste to get that thing? But you got it. You got it. Number four, Wisdom is more than a possession to be had. Verse 12, it says this, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. So wisdom's greatest value is in her application. Okay? And in her application, it's not just having wisdom. Man, I know stuff. It's more than that. Wisdom dwells here with prudence. Meaning it's part of the life. It's dwells with, it's part of the life of one with wisdom. And so prudence is there with wisdom. I dwell with wisdom. Wisdom, dwell with it is what he's talking about. So B or A under that, prudence is the ability to understand or discern the times, discern the situations. Even the simplest of people with wisdom will discern more than the scholar. Our scientists today are so smart that they think they came up with a new discovery that's been in the Bible for thousands of years. Look what we found. You're like, yeah, we've been trying to show you that's what... wisdom. The simple. The fool can even, I mean, when I talk about the fool, I think here he's talking about not the rejecter. Two, wisdom finds out or discerns. I said that already. It discerns meaning to understand witty inventions. It talks about those witty inventions. Those deceptive ways of those in the world. So wisdom discerns what's going on, right? People are trying to fool us all the time. The one with wisdom will know what's going on. Listen, this is why an old redneck hillbilly country feller or lady hardly can put good sentences together gets it. You know what I mean? They get it. Because, listen, wisdom is even for the simple. Sometimes I find wisdom is easier to be grabbed a hold of by the simple, by what he talks about the fool. Doesn't take all this intelligence. You know, fellas, I don't know all that book learning stuff. This is a book. But I'll tell you, they find out what's going on. There's some discernment of these witty inventions that the world wants to put at us. See, but we'll often endure it anyway. See, here's what wisdom does. Finds out what the world is trying to do on is trick you, deceive you. And sometimes we just endure it anyway so we can tell them about Jesus. I want to say, we always don't have enough clock for this. We need a bigger clock. Being a godly Christian means at times you're going to be taken advantage of. People are going to do things to you because they know you're a Christian. They know you're not going to cuss them out. They know you're not going to ditch them, abandon them. And so they take advantage of that and you get a bad sense. Sometimes, you know, it's best to... A wise person gets that. And you know, when they do that to us, it's like, I know that they're doing that to me. I know. I'm going to do it anyway because I want to have an opportunity with them. B, wisdom does not need to puff itself up. Verse 13, it says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Watch this. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Listen, wisdom hates pride. Pride is not the possession of wisdom. Wisdom doesn't get so smart, get to know stuff so well that I'm I know. I know. I know what you're doing right now. No, that's not. Listen, number two, arrogancy is not part of the way of wisdom. Here's what's amazing. Wisdom is this thing that we know what God wants, we apply it, and we use it, but we don't have to tell people how smart we are. By the way, when we do that, when we start trying to tell people how smart we are and how much stuff we know, we actually reveal that what we got isn't wisdom. Because wisdom hates that. You understand? God hates that. It's not. God wants to get the glory. You know, when a simple person, I had somebody say to me one time many years ago, he said, you know, your preaching is just simple. I thought, wow. thanks. Oh, man. You know, the other guy, man, he's so profound, but you're simple. I thought, wow, that's, I didn't know how to take it. And I must have showed him my face. And he said, no, I mean, you know, it's good. It's easy to understand. I said, okay, all right. We don't want to be considered simple, do we? You know what we want to do? Well, I know more stuff. I just didn't say it all. Right? Arrogancy is not part of the way of wisdom. If the simple are wise, it's against our own nature. You see, listen, there is no glory in having what isn't mine. By the way, wisdom doesn't belong to me. Doesn't belong to me. It's my privilege to have met her through the Word of God. So if I've got any wisdom, if any has come my way, I'm privileged that God came by and met me and He's given me some wisdom and I've received it. It's not mine to glory in. Right? Somebody else doesn't do something and we stand over and get all the credit for it. Yeah, I did that. No, this is, if there's wisdom, wisdom, listen, hates pride. Arrogancy. And he finishes that with, and the froward mouth do I hate. You know, the mouth of the wise is guarded. It's guarded. Starts from a place of God has given me something, and what a thrill it is. What a thrill it is when I've, and I we're out of time, but I just want to. Well, I can remember when I first got saved, and I didn't know nothing. I heard everybody talking, preacher would talk things, he'd make references, and everybody's like, yeah, and I'm thinking like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And he'd talk about this Old Testament thing and this character, you know, like the Apostle Paul, and I thought, no, I don't know who Paul is. You know, I don't know any of this stuff. And I remember one day just listening and reading my Bible and going, and one day he said, I know that one. I don't think I did say it out loud, but I was, oh, I knew that one. I read that one. I was so excited. Man, that's kind of how wisdom, God's given us something. And it's not mine that, yeah, let me tell you what I know. No, God has given me something. And what a thrill. Listen, let's don't go through life on a daily basis coasting. Wisdom's crying out to us, please listen to me. I think some people think wisdom is the Lord Jesus Christ. Other people say it's the Holy Spirit. I don't know. I think it's just the Lord personifying this thing that He's given us. But the Spirit of God is going to draw. I think the Spirit of God is going to cry out to us sometimes. Listen to what you know. Father, I pray that You'd help us tonight. Lord, thank You for the privilege that we have to be once again, gathered together with Your people. Lord, I pray that You'd help us. Lord, not a one of us is perfect here. Lord, we're trying to find our way through. And Lord, we want to just want to pass on some wisdom. And Lord, I pray that we might receive some of this and we might pass it on to others. And Lord, that wisdom would continue. And Lord, the only place it comes from is not my head and not my heart, but from Your Word. So, Lord, I pray that You'd help us this week, Lord, the rest of this week. Give us the ears to hear wisdom crying out to us. And Lord, we'll thank You for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.